Krika. Have a good day.
Thank you.
We are on item 3, PR 2021-5628, preliminary plat SD 2021-214 for MDS Investments LLC at University Boulevard Southeast, Stryker and University. And this is the town center plat for Mesa del Sol. So it's exciting. Okay. Mr. Boloskowitz, can you go ahead and introduce yourself firm and address?
Absolutely. My name is Mike Boloskowitz, and my firm is Bohannon Houston. The address is 7500 Jefferson Street, Northeast.
Do you swear affirm to tell the truth?
I do.
Okay. Thank you. Go ahead and give us an update.
I wanted to thank you very much for that. And good morning, Madam Chair, members of the board. Today we have worked through a few of the items related to the outstanding comments for this project, and have worked to try and address the majority of them. A good chunk of it was the need for a serviceability statement, which we've received. And then we had a number of comments from the Water Authority on the infrastructure list. I know that there are a few outstanding items that remain related to one in particular, the lift station component that we still need to work through. And I know that Blaine has already reached out to myself to be able to dial in some of those last remaining items and stand for some any additional comments that you guys might have.
Okay. Thank you, sir. Is there any member of the public that wishes to speak on item 3, Town Center in Mesa del Sol? Please raise your hand or speak up now. Okay, I don't see anyone. Let's go to Water Authority for comment.
Thank you, Madam Chair. This is Blaine Carter for the Water Authority. So for disclosure, I did have communications with Mr. Blaskowitz regarding this application, our infrastructure list, master planning, etc. I think a result of that were the comments that were issued yesterday on the infrastructure list and a notice that we would need to discuss the what we're calling pump station number one. For the record here today, pump station number one is a lift station for sanitary sewer that was previously part of the Level B master plan. It has since been revised out of that master plan, and it's on this infrastructure list in a relocated spot, and it's basically not in agreement with our existing planning documents or the serviceability letter. So we need that resolved. I think generally we're not opposed to the inclusion of a lift station number one in a relocated spot. It does need to agree with our plans. And I think there's potential impacts to other sanitary sewer things going on that may be impacted, and want to make sure that we are accounting for those appropriately. So we are going to meet with the applicant and the Water Authority engineering staff to resolve that, and possibly whoever else needs to join from the development team. I think there's some changes here. I've not reviewed the updates to the infrastructure list following our comments from yesterday. I assume those are incorporated and look great, and all we have left is the pump station number one. Assuming that's the case, we will meet on that. And then in terms of timing, I think I've sent several dates that were for earlier next week. I am always optimistic that we resolve everything and it will be great, and we'll be ready for Wednesday. I think in this case, that will probably not happen, and we'll probably be looking at 2 weeks. I'll leave that up to the applicant to discuss based upon any other comments today. But I think that's what we're looking at. If you have any questions for me, I'd be happy to answer. Thank you.
This is Mike Boloskowitz with Bohannon Houston. Thank you for that, Blaine. I wanted to make one correction in the fact that the infrastructure list that Mr. Rodenbeck is currently showing on the screen is not the latest and greatest one that you had with the comments. What I'm going to do is, after this meeting, be able to send that to you. That way you have a chance to look at that prior to our next hearing. And then assuming that the PS1 is the only outstanding issue, and we can continue to work through that, but just to make sure that we've addressed your other comments.
This is Blaine for the Water Authority. That sounds great. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Let's go to code enforcement.
Jeff Palmer with code enforcement. I have no comments and no objections at this time.
Parks and Rec.
This is Cheryl Sommerfeld with the Parks and Recreation Department. The comment is to please confirm the proposed multi-use trail on Mesa del Sol Boulevard west of the Western Couplet. that trail is positioned on the north side of the street.
Yes, we've taken a look closely at that cross section, and as it currently stands, that is positioned on the north side of the street.
Thank you.
Hydrology.
Ernest Darnahill, Hydrology. Hydrology has an approved conceptual grading drainage plan with engineer stamp date of October 21st, 2021. We have no objection.
And transportation.
Good morning, Jean Wolfenberger with Transportation. Just a note in comparison against the cross sections with the infrastructure list, I noticed some discrepancies. First of all, just go ahead and make it clear in the end notes that curb and sidewalk are required on both sides as applicable. And for cross sections C and D that were provided earlier for Mesa del Sol Boulevard, there is an 8-foot wide sidewalk on one side and a 13-foot multi-use trail shown on the opposite side. I just want to make sure that, you know, if there's a change made one way or the other, please update so that both are in sync with each other. I think we had already agreed to have a 13-foot wide trail on one side resulting from the EPC comments. And I noticed that on some of the item descriptions, you had, you're building half streets, which is fine. It would serve, I think, to function this, but I just need more, this plat, but I just need some more explanation as to why the half streets are being built at this time and when the rest of the street would plan to be built at a future time. A traffic study shall be reviewed and approved prior to approval of any future development.
Thank you. This is Mike Bloskowitz with Bohannon Houston. If I may, on the half street sections, we took a closer look at that exhibit that was provided showing the street sections, as well as where we would anticipate having half street improvements. And those half street improvements resulted in the frontage of the parcels that we are creating. And so where you do see half street improvements, there are existing parcels that are not part of this platting effort. And so we are not covering the frontage of those adjacent parcels, but rather just the new ones that are a part of this platting effort. And I could walk through that further, knowing that we're gonna get deferred to be able to kind of make sure that we're all on the same page.
Thank you.
All right, planning comments.
Morning, this is Jay Rodenbach. At this point, I don't believe we really have any remaining comments. We just have some FYIs on our memo that we sent you, Michael. Just noting that the preliminary plat conforms with the street and block layout of the amended Mesa del Sol Level B master plan. And just note that future site plans must be in compliance with the uses established for the community center and the Level B master plan, which offers a mix of commercial and residential uses. We have a comment about Track D being called out as a primary transit node and a park in the Level B plan. Madam Chair, do you want to offer any additional comments on this preliminary plat?
No, I think it's laid out in the memo and
All right, thank you. That concludes our comments, Ms. Michael.
Okay. And I'm sure people are excited to get some of these parcels available for development. So we'll keep it up. So it looks like we're looking at May 18th to get back together on this.
That's definitely what it's looking like, yes.
Okay.
Sure.
All right. We'll put all the pressure on Blaine. So, okay. Is there a motion to defer item 3 to May 18th?
And Carter, Water Authority, so moved.
Joel Sommerfeld, Parks and Rec, seconds.
Please vote.
Blaine Carter, Water Authority, I approve the motion.
Jeff Palmer, Code Enforcement, I approve.
Joel Sommerfeld, Parks and Rec, I approve.
Ernest Darnahill, Hydrology, I approve.
Jean Wolfenberger, with Transportation, I approe.
And Jolene Wolfley, DRB Chair, approves. There's a consensus vote of the DRB to defer item 3, PR 2021-5628, and preliminary plat SD 2021-214 to May 18th.